Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Librarian this morning, Ann McDuffie is here, the Youth Services Department, from the Youth Services Department at Porter. Ann, it's good to have you back. Good morning.
Hi, thanks. Good morning.
And Tracy McPeck, who always shows up here every now and then, and is back, the Adult Services Coordinator with the library.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Before we jump into a lot of things, it occurs to me that with school getting out, that kind of changes probably the dynamics, I would think, at the library, especially with you, Ann, that I'm sure that especially a couple of weeks from now, moms and dads are going to be looking for things for their kids to do and maybe take them to the library in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah, the summer is our busiest season at the public library if we're children and families. And we have so many activities to keep them from being bored and keep them from losing and everything they've learned over the school year. So, yeah, it's our busy time. We put our roller skates on and we get prepared.
Well, the other thing is, if you've got a question, when you come in every month, we talk about this. If you've got questions and you go in and you're not sure where things are or what to do, ask somebody.
Exactly.
Ask a librarian. Or if you need to know what to read, ask a librarian.
Yeah, we are full of readers' advisory suggestions, book suggestions. We try to stay on top of everything that's new coming out, what's popular. We're there to help.
And if you happen to be at home and you need reading recommendations, go to our website, librarypoint.org, because we have all sorts of staff recommended book lists on any number of topics for kids, teens, and adults. So you can always find something good to read based on our recommendations.
I actually have used that different times or have looked and I've thought, because I know so many of you, and I'll think, oh, well, they like that. Well, maybe I'll try that out. That is a good idea.
Yeah.
To go do that. Well, and Tracy, like in talking to Ann and just talking about with families coming, adults may, you know, be bringing their kids and they may have lots of questions. So you no matter what your age is, ask around, ask how things, libraries have changed.
Oh, yes. I think back in the day, the perception was you just walked in and you have these scary librarians behind a desk and don't bother us and we're going to shush you. But that's all a thing of the past. We are here to help. That's why we exist, is to help our customers find what they need, connect them to great resources and events. And we want you to come up and talk to us and ask us questions.
Well, and there are so many things the library does. It's just it's amazing whether when you walk into to a branch and wander around, or even the things that are available online. Libraries really have changed.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like the Library of Things, too. So, if you know, it's not just books, and people are still surprised we offer things like e-books and e-audiobooks. And now we have this whole Library of Things. You can check out radon detector and hotspots and Chromebooks and
games and outdoor games. Activities.
Yes, giant games that you can play out in your yard.
Mm-hmm. Giant Jenga or tic-tac-toe.
I was somewhere and the people having this little gathering had a number of things, and they came from the Library of Things. And I was like, oh, I know all about that. And they talked about it, and it was just when it was all set up and we talked about it, was they did it just because they were only going to use it for this one time and didn't want to have to go buy something for mm-hmm. something that they may not use. Mm-hmm. And they were using it for a party, and everybody was happy.
Yeah, I had a friend on Facebook recently who was looking for a thermal leak detector, and that's not the kind of thing that you really need to own.
Right.
We own one that you can borrow. So you borrow it one time, you use it, and then you give it back, and it's great.
Another thing, Anne, if you're bringing your kids over to the library, and if everybody doesn't have their library card, do something, get everybody a library card to start the summer off.
Absolutely, yep.
Doesn't take long to get one.
And their library cards are free. So, and everything at the library is free. No charge for borrowing books or borrowing these Library of Things items. So, yeah, library cards are important.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break and come back and jump into summer reading, because summer reading is upon us. It is underway, and we'll do that when we come back with Ann McDuffie and Tracy McPeck from the library here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here this morning. LibraryPoint.org, the website. There's also a Facebook page with lots of good information. LibraryPoint.org will have all kinds of information. And the at your library, the magazine comes out. Is that every quarter it comes out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So those are all around.
Oh, I know the online version of the summer one, if it's not
it's
already,
available
it's
now.
It's available now online. So you can see the summer magazine for June, July, and August. And then the print version should be available by June 1st.
That was one of the things that went away during COVID, and I was glad it came back, because it is, I don't know who puts that together, but they're brilliant. I mean, it's colorful, it's easy, it's very unique.
We have an amazing graphics department. Anna Lowry's the head of that, and she does, they all do an amazing job with the magazine.
They do. And then it takes a whole bunch of us to, you know, we submit the content, and we have to proof it several times. But our graphics department's amazing.
If I were doing it, it would be a magazine, and there'd be a lot of words. There would just be a lot of words, and it would, you know, maybe throw in a picture here or there. Uh-huh. And this is all graphics and pictures, and it's just it appeals to it's just easy to read.
Yeah. Speaking of words, Darcy recommended a book recently. She's our youth services coordinator, called Smart Brevity, about communicating concisely.
Yeah.
And so I read it. I listened to it on audio, and I liked it so much that I bought a copy, because I want to go back and maybe mark some pages. And it's just a way of communicating very concisely. So if you're one who likes a lot of words, I am one of those people, then it really can help you to get the message across to your followers better.
So you call it's called Smart Brevity. Brevity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You can thank Darcy
next time you see her.
I need that, because sometimes I will write things and I'll just think that it's too wordy. People don't want that anymore.
Right.
So, interesting. Smart Brevity. I have written that down. And summer reading is underway, and we'll get into both. It's both for both adults and kids, but it really is a kids. Summer reading has always been a kids thing, and this is really a big deal, because we always hear, we talk about summer slide and kids just getting away from reading, and if they keep reading in the summer, I know there's all kinds of studies that they're just so much better off come fall when school starts again.
This is true. Children that don't read or participate in programs, they run the risk of losing a lot of what they've learned throughout the school year. So that we call that the summer slide. So summer reading is the way to combat that. And our theme this summer is Adventure Begins at Your Library. And children and adults, teens, everyone is encouraged to read whatever they want all summer long, and keep track of the minutes for children or the book titles for adults. It's a little bit different, each one. They sign up online and track their reading, they'll just keep having fun and winning prizes and lots of motivational items to keep them going.
And I'm glad you said about for kids about reading something fun, because especially during the summer, I think that I at times was with my own kids was probably a little bit to blame of you can do better than that, and you know, not wanting them to read fun books.
Right. Yeah. This is summertime. So
yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be. It's not trying to replace school, but it's just to encourage them to keep reading anything they want, having fun with it.
Well,
when they get to make the choices.
And there's so much to be gained for kids, for anybody, but for kids especially, just to keep reading as far as getting a vocabulary and just getting into the habit of reading. Because as school goes on and as they advance and grow up, you're going to be doing a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So not just the reading, though. We also have lots of programs and activities to keep children coming into the library.
Okay.
We don't want them to get bored during the summer, so keep that in mind.
Okay, and that's where you can go. That's where you can go to librarypoint.org or go to the Facebook page or go to the at your library mm-hmm. Publication mm-hmm. that has all the kinds of different things. So when we talk about adults, Tracy, Ann said that. It's what minutes for the kids mm-hmm. and book titles for the adults.
Correct. So for adults, for every book that you read, you earn 300 points, and you can go to our librarypoint.org/summer to sign up. Or if you're already using the Beanstack app, you just go to Beanstack, sign up for summer reading, and begin logging the books you read. You can also write reviews and do all of the fun activities that we have in Beanstack to accrue more points. And once you get to 2,000, you get a finisher prize. So for adults, there are these cute mini notebooks in bright colors. So
they are cute, and they're cute in a good way.
Yes. Cute in an adult appropriate way.
Right.
Not in a little,
right.
You know, Hello Kitty kind of way. They have a lovely quote that says, "By reading, we discover the world, our history, and ourselves." That's a quote by Daniel J. Boorstin. They come in lime green, purple, royal blue, a sky blue, and orange. And then they were sponsored by Discover Stafford, which is the Stafford Museum and Historical Society.
Yeah.
So the quote we have about reading and history is just perfect. And it's beautifully designed by our graphics department head, Anna. And they're just super nice.
So when you get to what? When you get to a certain point of mm-hmm. points, you get one of those. Then you get another one when you get to another level, or
no,
you just get one.
You just get one.
You get one.
You get one. And
so I was looking at the whole stack and thinking, I want the whole stack.
I just wanted you to know the colors.
There
you
are different colors,
from.
But
yes.
You get one.
It's a colorful notebook. You get one. And that's when you get to 2,000 points. And one thing that's different, so this is only our second year offering a finisher prize during the summer for adults.
Right.
Last year, we accidentally made it kind of unattainable for people by making each book worth too few points. So we have now made each book worth 300 points, and it's attainable to earn the notebook over the summer.
Nice.
Yes. And also... And this applies to the kids and teens as well, but there are raffle prizes you can also enter drawings
okay.
for with your points. And each group, kids, teens, and adults, will be giving away 10 giant book bags filled with books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, the children's prizes, they get to earn brag tags for certain milestone minutes read. They can hang them on backpacks, keychains. Those are always fun, really creative little brag tags. But at 1,000 points, children get their own book, and 2,000, they get a free book for their reading minutes. And it's really not that difficult to rack up those minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and this is the summer reading is good. I mean, I remember doing summer reading.
Oh, yeah.
At my local library as a kid. I mean, it was a big deal
mm-hmm.
to me. And it was and there were all kinds of there would be all kinds of things you could attain, and I know with my own kids, summer reading was a big deal. So mm-hmm. this is something to take seriously.
And as Ann mentioned, all of the wonderful classes and events that we have all summer long for kids, teens, and adults, especially for kids and teens, where those enriching activities added to the reading that they're doing mm-hmm. helps defeat that summer slide, so they don't start off the school year with a bunch of learning loss. And we're having... Can you tell us some of the programs we're
exactly.
having?
Exactly, yeah. One of the most popular programs we have coming is the Wild Stories with the Virginia Wildlife Center. They are so popular every year. They come to all the branches, and they bring It might be a snake, it might be a possum, but animals that have been injured and then they're recovered and healed at the hospital, and then they become ambassadors for the Wildlife Center. So that's one very popular. I think it's going to be at most of our branches in June, so you have to look up the schedule.
Oh, it is true. When they come, it's very good. I've seen some of the pictures of when they come, and it's just great.
Yeah. Other things we have at the mall, Tailwise, which is, used to be called Science Tellers. They do a science-themed story. Mm-hmm. That one is going to be only at the mall, at the town center. So it'll be wide open to everybody on a particular date. I believe that's in June also. We can look it up. But the Tailwise is not going to be at all the branches. So definitely going to be at the mall. What are some other things? Oh, Super Summer Smash, that's specifically for sixth grade and above. It's an after-hours party for the teens to come in and eat and play games. That's very popular at some of the branches.
This is a big deal for youth services, especially summer reading.
Well, we work from starting back in December, planning these events and scheduling them and booking presenters, and so we put a lot of effort into it, and you'll see that the community really, I think, appreciates everything that we offer.
So talk about how important it is for adults to model, to be good role models at this point for their kids, because it's one thing, and that, I think that's what's the great thing about having an adult program too, that you can do it along with your kids or show them that it's important, and not, I'm going to go out and do fun things and you're going to sit inside and read.
Yeah, or you're going to sit on the couch and scroll on your phone, but you have to read a book.
Yes.
So modeling that behavior to show that your household has a reading culture gets the kids into reading and keeps them into reading. So, adults really can be reading all year long to model that behavior for their kids. It's just the summertime, it's even more fun because you get a reward too as a grown up. So definitely, reading for adults is important for everyone, but it is great to model those behaviors for the kids in your life.
Well, and teachers will tell you that they can tell right away the kids who have been reading over the summer or come from houses or homes that when there is reading, and it's just so important. So this is a chance to do things and have fun. Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of having fun, a lot of our programs are on specific dates and times, but we also have events and activities throughout the summer that you can just drop in anytime and do. For example, discovery tables are going to be at all the branches. There's usually STEM-based activities, but lots of fun, like what do you call tangram puzzles or different activities that kids can do. So so keep that in mind. You don't only have to come on a specific date and time for our special events. We have things going on always.
Well, and so many people so many things kind of slow down during the summer. Not the library. No. I mean, you guys have some things going on.
It's like the holidays in retail at the library.
Yeah, that's kind of is.
Yes, because I used to manage retail, so I'm familiar with the comparison.
Yeah.
And then tax time is adult services, holidays in retail.
So
we're
yeah.
past that. So yeah. Right.
So good. Look for things in whether it's and I know it's in especially on the adult side, you don't have to read. You can listen to audiobooks.
Oh, yeah. So, reading in all of its forms counts. So some people think that you have to read a print book or just words in order for it to count. But you could read a graphic novel. You can read to your kids. You can read magazines. You can listen to audiobooks. All of that counts. And the same for kids and teens, too. It's just minutes that you're spending reading in whatever format.
And it could be an adult reading to a child or a sibling's reading to each other. I love audiobooks. I usually always have one in my ear. But the problem is you have to be careful when you're driving.
Yes.
Because my brain goes in neutral. One time I drove right past my street. I had to turn around. And then I drove past it again and go in the opposite
because
direction.
Because you're so engrossed.
It was.
With what you're doing. Yeah, yeah. One of the other things, and it was, I think it was somebody from the library in the last few months talked about how with audiobooks sometimes for both kids and adults, but especially kids, you learn the correct pronunciation of things.
Hey, good point.
Sometimes, even now, I listen to audiobooks and they'll pronounce something in a way that I'm not familiar with. Are they really correct? Are they wrong or am I wrong?
I know. You go look up that kind of thing. Reading at all levels does help you with the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You're right. You sometimes will hear things and think, I think they mispronounced that. And you discover you've been mispronouncing it. So get involved. This what summer reading goes to the middle of August?
August 15th. It started, sign-up started in May, and it'll go through August 15th. Of course, people will still be collecting prizes a little bit past that, but I guess the time to log your minutes and books will end August 15th.
Okay. And if you happen to be late to signing up, so you can really sign up for summer reading anytime over the summer and retroactively log your reading. Mm-hmm. Back to May 15th, so that way you're eligible for the different incentives.
And Tracy, you were the one who taught me this last year, because last summer I was involved in a book that was never ending. It mm-hmm. was just never going to end. And you sat here and said, why don't you just close it and go on to something else?
Yep.
If you're not enjoying a book, move on.
It's totally and I okay. did. Yes, we give everybody permission to stop reading a book that you're not into. Well, unless maybe it's required reading for school. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't say to the teacher, well, they said on the radio, if you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
In your reading for pleasure, you have permission to stop, because there are just millions and trillions of books out there, mm-hmm. way more than we can read in our lifetime. So,
and if you're looking for books, really at all ages, the Friends of the Library bookstore over on off of Lafayette Boulevard, you ought to check that out for all ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's open 10 to 2 Monday through Fridays off of Lafayette and Fredericksburg. And it's just a great little bookstore. It has tons of stuff. People are always donating things. And then the money that they raise goes toward, helping us, the library, sponsor programs and things like that. So definitely check that out. And once in a while, they have big blowout sales. Mm-hmm. I know there's one coming up in July. And then all of the branches have little mini bookshops in them, too. So if you need a book if you want to purchase a book, check out the bookshops of the branches.
I found 4 books last night in a closet that I didn't know that I had gotten I had kind of put away that I had gotten at the bookshop there. And so I have 4 new books that I had forgotten that I had bought.
Were you hiding them from your wife?
I was.
Because you didn't want
her to know
how many books you buy?
Mm-hmm. It's a problem. It is a great, great bookstore. And you can easily get carried away in it. But anyway, summer reading, it's underway. And librarypoint.org just go into the library and talk to a librarian if you've got questions about summer reading. Take a quick break and continue on this morning. Music on the Steps is about to return, and we'll get into that and some other things this morning. Tracy McPeck, the Adult Services Coordinator at the library, along with Ann McDuffie. She's the Youth Services Department Head at the Porter Branch. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning. Always good stuff. Tracy McPeck and Ann McDuffie here from the library. Librarypoint.org, if you want to follow things, or just go in and wander around your library. You will find that whether it's children or adults, or just is all kinds of good stuff at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Tracy McPeck, it is almost time for Music on the Steps. I know this is your thing.
Yeah,
this is your thing, and it has been around for a long time.
39 years. So this will be our 39th annual Music on the Steps. It is a concert series that takes place every June, July, August at our Fredericksburg branch on Caroline Street. And it's from 6:30 to 7:30 Mondays, starting June 3rd. The last one's August 26th. And thanks to the Friends of the Library, they sponsor Music on the Steps, so we're able to pay performers for coming in and putting on these fabulous concerts.
Yeah.
And the first one on June 3rd will be LB Brass, which is Virginia's best street brass band. And I can vouch for that because I've seen them in concert and they're wonderful.
I've seen them at Music on the Steps a few times and they really are good.
They are. They're so engaging and fun. And it's for all ages. So if we're going to be outside, you can bring your camp chairs or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, older people, kids, teens, it's for everybody.
It is, it's a mix.
And you just sit there and you just chill out to this wonderful music for an hour. Sometimes if the weather is excessively hot or inclement, then we have to move it into the theater at the Fredericksburg branch, in which case we want you to keep your camp chairs at home because we set up chairs.
Yeah.
But we do it outside whenever the weather permits.
And on a perfect night, if the weather is good, I mean, there is just nothing like it to have, mm-hmm. and you've got people on, you know, gathered around the library. It really is a wonderful scene.
And you have like little kids getting up and dancing.
Dancing.
It's so adorable.
Yeah.
And we have like a really good mix of bands. So we've got some that are returning favorites. So Lori and Peter Mealy. I know Peter has been at all 39 of our concerts, and Lori is right behind him. So that's really special that they literally come every year and perform.
And for LB Brass, the library's very own Mark Willis is part of that band. And
yes.
They're just so entertaining. So I can't wait to watch them.
Yeah. And we have a new thing we're doing. We're doing a hip hop night with David Lamont, MJ, and Mo, who Mo actually works for Idea Space. And they're presenters from Idea Space Presents, and they're going to do each a little bit of family-friendly hip-hop. So that's a way to loop in some of our local performers who've been using Idea Space too.
Yeah. So now it really, when you talk about just different things for summer, Music mm-hmm. on the Steps is it, and just the history behind it of what you said, this is what, 39
yes,
years.
It's amazing.
That really is.
Yes. And thanks to the Friends of the Library for enabling us to continue this tradition. Our new Friends president, Salem Waters, will be speaking for just a couple minutes at least, I think, the first concert, maybe more,
mm-hmm.
just to talk briefly about the Friends, and you'll get to see her in person. And yeah, and then it's just an hour of fun music.
So is it tough to schedule, you know,
very involved. So
yeah.
We have a committee that works together to evaluate the band. So starting in January, we put out an application, a call for bands. They can submit their information. So we ask for, you know, some links to their music.
Mm-hmm.
We give them the list of dates and say which ones are you available, what's your price. And then we ended up getting, I think, about 65 interested bands. And, of course, 13 spots because there are 13 weeks in the summer.
That's what makes it difficult.
So we had to evaluate the 13 band. I mean, get it down to 13 bands. So we used a different criteria, like making sure there's a diverse mix of genres and styles, so it's not all the same. And then basing it on availability and things like that, and just how, you know, established they were as a performer. So we really carefully evaluated, and, you know, we had to turn some awesome bands down, but it's, you know, you had to get from 65 to 13. So it takes some planning. And then, of course, there's the MOUs, like the letters of agreement that we have to send out to each band and get that back and put all of our ducks in a row. And time for putting the summer magazine together, which happened a few months ago. So,
mm-hmm.
It's a big process to put this program on.
So for Music on the Steps, there's going to be a special lunch and learn. It's called Get Ready for Music on the Steps. It's Friday, May 31st from noon to 1.
Okay.
They're going to talk about the rundown of the 39 years of Music on the Steps. And that's when our special guest, the Friends of the Library, will present and talk. That's that lunch and learn.
Yes, thank you.
Speaking of lunch and learn, what a great program that has turned out to be.
Oh gosh, yes, we've been doing it for 3 years now.
Yeah, I was gonna say that came out of the pandemic, and that's one of those things that really is. I find myself, I've learned a whole lot and watch a lot of those.
Yeah, it's every Friday from 11 to
noon to one.
Noon to one-ish. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they finish early.
Yeah.
And we get different community partners to talk with us online, and it's a live virtual presentation on Facebook Live. You don't have to have a Facebook account. You would just go to our page at Curl News, mm-hmm. and then you can learn all sorts of things. So we have different community partners come in and speak. Sometimes we'll have a staff member do something on the library or demonstrate a craft. But real, I think we probably are going to reach 150 episodes of Lunch and Learn this year based on us doing it weekly for the past few years.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. I always try to tune in every Friday just to see what's happening.
Oh, it is.
No. So we had like an auto mechanic recently, and
there was the one with the guy from Reclaim Arcade. It was really interesting.
Yes,
about just arcades and those
retro
kinds of
games.
Retro, mm-hmm. yeah. I didn't even know this was a thing.
We have John Bachman present a lot. Mm-hmm. He's just so knowledgeable about local history and archaeology. Mm-hmm. He's got some fascinating stuff. We have history presentations. We have
Dr. Sims from the Fredericksburg Area Museum has done some things.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So it's just a little bit of everything.
So if you're looking for something, you know, noontime on Fridays, mm-hmm. it really is interesting. That is why you can follow Facebook too.
Exactly. Also, you can go to our Facebook page and click on the videos link to see all of the past Lunch and Learns. So you can go back and watch mm-hmm. some of the ones that maybe you were interested in that you didn't get a chance to watch live.
So check that out. You'll find out all kinds of interesting things. And the time really does go quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you've mastered the virtual end of that. And that's one of the good things that has come out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll always have some programming available virtually because it makes it accessible for a greater number of people.
Yeah. Moving along, a couple other things to talk about before we take a break here. Strong Men and Women of Virginia.
Yeah. So that is an annual traveling exhibition that the Library of Virginia does every year where they honor African-American men and women in the state for different notable accomplishments.
Okay.
So right now it's on display at the Porter Branch. That's through May 31st. And then it'll move to Fredericksburg and be available from June 3rd to 21st. And so each year, Library of Virginia honors distinguished African-American leaders, past and present, who are chosen based on their contributions to the state. This year we have Irma Freeman, who was a dentist, R. Tyrone Foster from Bristol, who was a sheriff and community leader.
Okay.
Gregory Robinson from Manassas, who is a NASA project director. And then Captain Jana H. Days from Norfolk, who's a Navy commanding officer. So that's a lovely thing to come and just, it's several panels that you can read about each of these notable figures.
Okay. The other thing is in June, the libraries will have some exhibits or some things related to Pride Month.
Mm-hmm. You know, Anne, do you want to start with the Grow Reader special?
We have scheduled for, let's see, in Fredericksburg on Friday, June 25th, a special Grow Reader Pride theme
mm-hmm.
program. Oh, okay.
Yep. And then we have the LGBTQ plus ally panel discussion at Howell Branch on Friday, June 14th. And that's where a panel of local organizations and individuals will discuss how to be an effective ally. That is in partnership with Fredericksburg Pride. And then also with Fredericksburg Pride, we have a monthly book club called Rainbow Reads. That's an LGBTQ plus and allies book group for adults.
Okay.
The next one will be June 19th from 6:30 to 7:30. And then finally, this is not a library program per se, but we will be representing the library at the Fredericksburg Pride Fest on June 29th from 11 to 5 at Riverfront Park to share information on library services and events. So you can come by and say hi.
The you mentioned the book clubs.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of those if you can't find one that you're interested in, you may be able to find some people to even start one. But there mm-hmm. are really a lot of book clubs available through the library.
I know, I think adults alone, we have 19 book groups. It's the last time I counted. We have a few that are virtual and then lots that are either in the branches or we have books and wine, books mm-hmm. and beer, books and coffee. And Anne, you have ones for kids and teens as well.
Mm-hmm. We sure do. Mm-hmm. The teen book club I have right now.
Yeah. Which, at that age, gets you see what it's like and what a book club is like, and hopefully that's something that continues on.
Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, if somebody wanted to start their own book club, we have a cool thing called Book Group in a Bag. They are kits of 10 books. We have about 400 different titles to choose from for kids, teens, and adults. And a customer can check them out. They get to borrow it for 6 weeks. You can distribute it to your own book group members, and you collect the books and return the whole bag back to the library. So it's a special service that we offer for not only library staff, but the community to facilitate their own book groups.
So if you've got questions on that, if you've got questions on any of the Pride Month things, just go to librarypoint.org and you can find out a lot about that. Or again, go to Facebook. This really is a busy time.
Yes. We're always busy, though.
For the library.
I mean, you know, you get the copies of At Your Library magazine and you see the hundreds of things listed.
Yeah.
It's just go all the time. And
right.
So many great things that we offer.
Well, one of the other things, too, that we have talked about within the last few months here is the third floor at the library, the seed library,
uh-huh,
is a great idea to get people – You can get an understanding. You can pick up some seeds. You can donate some seeds back, and you use an old card catalog for them, which is great.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming out and doing a filming of one that launched in April. And so it's not something that you find in the library catalog. You just come visit the third floor of the Fredericksburg branch.
Yeah.
And you can browse the seed packets and take some home. And then we are hoping people will grow things, dry out some seeds, and then return them to the library in order to replenish the stock. You can also donate seeds. We're hoping for heirloom seeds, but of course anything will be accepted.
Yeah.
Just to maintain the seed library that we've started.
Good stuff with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Again, librarypoint.org for more information on all the things that we are talking about. Tracy McPeck is the Adult Services Coordinator, and McDuffie, the Youth Services Department Head at the Porter Branch Library in Stafford. It is the library here. We'll take one final break and wrap this up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Lots to talk about this morning with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, Ann McDuffie and Tracy McPeck here this morning, librarypoint.org. And you had something about lunches at the library. I mean, I know that something goes on at the downtown library. I know at the Salem. I've been at the Salem Church Library branch, but the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank and city schools and various groups do a lot of things over the summer with summer reading, and the library is involved with that.
Exactly. You can join us for lunch with free, nutritious meals for children, youth from 18 and under. And it kind of fills in that gap for students that are experiencing food insecurity.
Yeah.
That they may get school lunches during the school year, but this fills it for the summer. It is at Fredericksburg, Salem, Howell, and the Snow Branch throughout the summer. There's, Monday through Friday at most of those branches. So you can check in with that.
Yeah.
And it is in cooperation with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank and other community sponsors.
Well, Dan from the food bank was in earlier this week. We were talking about this, and he was saying, he said, I know the libraries just love this because it gives the kids to come in and they can sit down and get a nutritious lunch, but also a lot of times they stay and they check out books or they read books, mm-hmm, and so it really is a good opportunity.
And the libraries, it's become such a community center. It's not just come in, get a book, and leave. So that's the whole idea around the changes in the library.
Mm-hmm.
So check that. Make sure you check that out. And the various places have different times. So the lunches will take place through the summer. Couple more things to talk about: Black Music Appreciation Month concerts.
Yes, these are happening at the Howell Branch.
Okay.
On Thursday, June 6th from 6 to 7, Testimony Rich and Moe will be performing. So Testimony Rich is a Christian rap artist born and raised in Richmond. Moe is a local artist who focuses on music, poetry, and spoken word to share his ideas and experience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the other one is going to be Thursday, June 13th from 6 to 7 at Howell. That will be Alex Harvell. Alex is a local artist, musician, amazing dancer, and certified yoga instructor. He is the founder of Free by Running, an organization that promotes personal growth and empowers area youth.
Okay.
I've seen him perform. He performed at our African American Read-In in February, and he's wonderful. So I know all these performers are going to be great.
That sounds really interesting.
Uniquely Fredericksburg is what? Because I don't know that I've ever heard of Uniquely Fredericksburg.
Well, you should have by now.
You've come up short. I'm sorry.
We rotate around Uniquely Fredericksburg, Uniquely Stafford, and Uniquely Spotsylvania, and they are basically art shows that illustrate the unique experience of that area. So right now we're in the process of doing Uniquely Fredericksburg. And artists show Fredericksburg in places, people, and history. The show will be from July 5th through August 30th. Artists can submit their works online between June 14th and 19th. Then there's going to be an opening reception at the Fredericksburg branch on Friday, July 5th from 6 to 8. The categories are natural media, such as painting, drawing, printmaking, and mixed media, and digital photography, either photography or computer generated. And then there's also cash awards that are donated by the Friends of the Library. So Best in Show earns $500, first place earns $250, second earns $125, third earns $75, and honorable mention $50.
Okay.
So it's a lovely show to showcase the area that we live in and to celebrate the area we live in.
And can give you some ideas on some things, maybe if you want to, you know, try your hand at that.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I should have known more about that.
Yeah,
that
I know. That's fine.
I'll do better next. I'll do better next time. Before we get out of here,
this morning. Gosh.
Before we get out of here, we will talk just a little bit about summer reading. It is underway, and it is so important to not only for your kids, but you know, for as adults to model it and to be involved with reading. And we're underway for summer reading.
Not even just families, you know. If you're an individual, just you can come in and read, pick up books, or you can read anything, you know, the newspaper. Our main goal is to prevent that learning loss for children over the summer and to keep them having fun activities. We have fabulous Fridays planned with high seas adventures or sharks, or we have our summer reading kickoff. Mm-hmm. I think most branches is going to be June 7th. So that is going to be a great story time to pump up everybody, get them excited about summer reading. So remember, our theme is Adventure Begins at Your Library. And if you have any questions, you can look it up online or check with us when you come into the branches.
Mm-hmm. And adventure certainly does begin at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library.
It really does.
Have all kinds of things going on. And there is some summer reading for adults.
Yep.
And you get a cute little book.
Colorful notebook and pen. It comes with a pen, too. And the colors are just very lovely, and they have a great quote. This is, "By reading, we discover the world, our history, and ourselves." They're sponsored by Discover Stafford. Okay. And I also want to throw out that Wegmans and Tall Tea Time are also summer reading sponsors, so I want to make sure they get some recognition, too.
I like how you described it earlier, Tracy. You said that they're cute, but in a not in a Hello Kitty kind of way.
Exactly, yes. That's cute,
I'm going to use that line.
Kind of way.
Yeah. I'm going to use that line. Yeah. That is a great line.
Thanks. It might be trademarked. So
I like it.
Hello Kitty might be trademarked.
I like it. Librarypoint.org. Get involved with summer reading this summer. Also, Music on the Steps starts on the 3rd. Follow that along, too, at librarypoint.org. Ann McDuffie and Tracy McPeck, thank you both for coming
thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Have a great summer, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Sounds good.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
The Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.